Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Susie. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good. It's going well out here.
What do you do there in Phoenix?
I am an executive assistant with a law firm.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So you have to spend all day with lawyers.
Right. It's kind of a trade-off. It's a pretty good job, but, you know, they're pretty boring, so...
And not listening.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't listen to an interesting
right,
radio
no,
show like this.
All.
That's another problem with them.
Not as enlightened, I guess.
No. Do you want to say anything else about them using their names?
No, actually not.
They're welcome to our show, Susie. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corvo, what is Susie's topic?
Well, Peter, the guys in marketing have been drinking again.
Sometimes, in the interest of making money, two companies will join forces in order to attract each other's customers, create new markets. In the business world, they call this synergy. Well, we read an interesting story about two very strange bedfellows this week. Our panelists will each read you a story of an odd pairing. Only one of them is true. Pick the real one, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to play?
I am.
First up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Well, at least they already have the tights. The WWE, Vince McMahon's empire of professional wrestling, announced this week that it would partner with the Windsor Locks Repertory Company of Connecticut and launch a professional touring company of Shakespearean actors. Titan Theater Works will be dedicated to bringing the bard to children who have been weaned on the likes of Hulk Hogan and Triple H. There's a lot of fighting in all the great works of Shakespeare, said Evelyn Wildhack, the WWE's director of marketing. We will bring a certain vigor to our production. The series will debut with the production of The Merry Wives of Windsor at a junior high in Walworth, Wisconsin.
World Wrestling takes on Shakespeare. Your next story comes from Sue Ellicott.
Under the slogan, "You're not dead yet, folks, so live it up while you can," a Swedish operator of retirement homes called Peaceful Living has hired several heavy metal bands to play for its residents. Performances take place after lunch in lieu of the usual nap time, and hearing aids are recommended to be switched off. Director of the Peaceful Living Homes, Anna Sandin, says the aggressive lyrics and beats keep the elderly residents on their toes, even those in wheelchairs. Doom metal seems to have cross-generational appeal, she says. And they're not using the easiest of listening heavy metal bands either. Sweden is known for a special genre of death metal groups, including Candlemass, Dark Tranquility, and At the Gates. So far, says Ms. Sandin, no one's offended at the morbid names.
A combination of heavy metal music and old age homes in Sweden. Your last story about an odd pairing comes from Tom Baudet.
Strange bedfellows or synchronized powertrains, you'd be the metaphor judge. Harlequin Romance Novels and NASCAR Inc. have announced a licensing agreement which will give the world what it longs for: mass market stock car racing romance novels. The first one off the line, a racetrack romance called In the Groove by Pamela Britton, goes on sale Tuesday. It's a partnership between two extremely brand loyal groups, says Carrie Tharp of NASCAR. We're trying to appeal more to our female fan base. In the Groove features down on his luck NASCAR driver Lance Cooper and ex-kindergarten teacher Sarah Tingle. They meet when his car hits her. When he looks at Sarah, Cooper, quote, feels like he has been shocked by a loose spark plug wire. Britton, the author, drag raced as a teenager and is a popular romance author. Dangerous Curves, published last year, also dealt with a racetrack romance.
All righty then, Susie, these are your choices. To review from Charlie Pierce, the story of the World Wrestling Group doing Shakespearean plays in collaboration with a theater company. From Sue Ellicott, death metal rock bands playing in a chain of old age homes in Sweden. And from Tom Baudet, the inevitable joining of NASCAR and Harlequin romance novels. Which of these is the true story of an unlikely pairing in the week's news?
I'm going to have to say the true story comes from Tom.
Okay, you picked Tom's story about the merger between Harlequin romances and NASCAR. To bring you the correct answer, we spoke with an expert from the affected industry.
NASCAR considers themselves to be a family-oriented sport, and people who read romance know that at the heart of every romance story is a developing relationship that will lead to a commitment. That's the promise of Happily Ever After that's inherent in a romance novel.
Or to a spectacular crack-up.
Yeah. That was Gail Wilson, president of the Romance Writers of America. Of course, Susie, yes, you got it right. Congratulations.
I'd like to add one extra thing, actually. I'm playing this game on behalf of my friend Alicia. She is a journalist at the AP, and this is her very favorite show, and she asked me to do this for her for Christmas. So I said, okay, and so I just wanted to kind of give her a little shout-out on the air.
Why isn't she playing herself?
I really don't know. She put it on our Christmas list, and being the good friend that I am, I had to give her everything on the list, and so I said, okay, I'll do it for you.
What else did she want? Did she want you to clean the Augie and Stables?
From 1984 called The Pirate Movie with Christy McNichol. She's a very strange girl. I don't know.
Oh, now I feel kind of insulted. If
I know. I didn't think that.
Well, anyway, congratulations. You've done it for yourself or anybody else. You have won our prize.
Awesome.
Because, in fact, Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Very well done.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing with us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. 'Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could.